This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, you tease me, use you up and throw you away.
Is going to be in here at 20 after the balance of this hour. Then David Knight takes over a fresh horse in the fight in the fourth hour. We're going to talk about military scandals, a lot of the things that are happening at the obviously overseas, nothing classified. But let's just say a lot of interesting things are going to be discussed coming up in the balance of the hour that I'm going to be hosting here. In the next segment, I got a bunch of Trump news and election news I didn't get to. I still haven't got to the Katie Couric scandal. I want to cover that. But getting back to Jakari Jackson. Jakari, you know, we don't script these interviews and talks, obviously. But just in the whole state of the world, the way you've seen things change the last 3-plus years you've been here, what is your sense of where the planet is today, where America is today?
Well, in the short time I've been here, I guess it's been close to 4 years now, but relatively short compared to the amount of time that you've been on the air. I've seen a lot more political activeness, and that's not necessarily a good thing. Just like you were talking about some of the things we've done earlier, whether it's the abortion rallies or some of the political rallies. You see so many people who are fired up and self-righteous, and I do respect people for getting up and, you know, in the game, you know, spending their time to go protest or call their congressman or whatever else. But they get so self-righteous that they actually think it's fine to inflict violence upon other people. And I think that's a growing trend that's really disturbing. What will stem that, I don't know. But they get so caught up on various issues. And a lot of times they're mad about things they don't even understand, or it's just a talking point that they heard. And I think that's a very important thing, Alex. I was thinking while I was out here at this Albuquerque rally, you know, I don't even support Trump, but Trump never said he wants to deport all Muslims. That was a common thing I kept hearing. I was like, when did he say that? Where's the video clip of him saying that? And then other things, talking about people come over the border and all manner of other things. He says a lot of stuff. But a lot of people were just mad about stuff that was not even an issue, things that never even happened.
And they'll also act like Trump already ran the country and already caused all the problems, but Hillary...
Oh, that was a huge one, Alex. People kept saying to me, we got all these bought and paid for politicians. I'm like, people were bought and paid for long before Donald Trump. The economy this, the economy was messed up. Jobs that, the job market was already messed up. You're blaming Donald Trump for things that are not his fault. These things have been happening for years, probably longer than most of these people have even been alive, the people at these
demonstrations. Exactly. So let's expand on that briefly, because this is violence. Hitting somebody is violence. Calling and getting them to lose their job is a form of violence. But when the guy goes and puts fag on the cake to try to sue and get money from Whole Foods and make himself a victim, and then they show that when he left, it wasn't on the cake, the news wouldn't even say in the headline that he'd done a false flag. They just said, he dropped his suit because they kind of liked what he did. It just shows that this is bullying. This is a movement of bullying, and the left is out of control. That's all I'm saying. I've never been a big basher of the left, but, man, they're just out of control, Jakari.
Yeah, and specifically with that cake deal, I thought it was so ridiculous that in his statement, he didn't actually apologize, if I remember correctly. It's like they did nothing wrong. He didn't say, I completely made this up. I need to apologize for making them look bad. It wasn't even like something that's blown out of proportion or a miscommunication. He completely made it up from the ground up. And he just left it alone. He's like, they did nothing wrong. I thought that was a very weak retort to the Whole Foods countersuit.
Jakari, what's your gut tell you about the election 2016? You think it's going to be Hillary or Trump?
I mean, honestly, I think Trump does have the momentum, but when I see people who are so passionately against Trump, just like we saw in Albuquerque, I really don't know. Many of them were Bernie supporters, so I don't know if they would go from Bernie to Hillary. I think Hillary's going to get the nomination, you know, whether
sure.
Hook or by
Why do you think Bernie supporters are so hateful?
That's a good question, and that's the thing I was trying to figure out. There's even a point I was talking to people about white privilege. And they said, well, Trump has white privilege, but Bernie doesn't. I was like, can you quantify that? And it's basically they were mad at Trump because I guess his parents had money or something like that. And it was just something that simple that, you know, his parents, you know, did what they could to provide a life for him, and that made him a bad person.
Don't people get, though, that when there's money generally in a free market, that means other people can end up getting wealthy? I mean, you get rid of the rich people, literally everything implodes. Great job, Jakari, out there in California and in New Mexico.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
InfoWar. You are the resistance.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Tim Kennedy is obviously a famous combat Green Beret. Most of what he's done is secret, but I know people in the military know the stuff he's done. He's right there with Chris Collar beyond just in his sniper activities. And then he's done all the rest of the commando stuff you can imagine in tours all over the world. And I guess he's still involved in a lot of stuff today, but we'll just leave it at that. But he is in Austin tonight. He lives here in Austin. He's good friends with my high school friend Shane Steiner. They train together. And we've been working a lot with him behind the scenes in the last year or so. And pretty soon we're going to have some exciting things to be announcing here on air. I'll just leave it at that. But he's in some of the most secretive elite military units there are. And he's told us here on air, the military is super awake to the New World Order, the whole nine yards now. And that really gives the globalist a big problem. That's not hype when I talk about the fact that our military knows that our country's been taken over by foreign interest. I mean, the TPP, global government, it's out in the open. And then the type of training they've got some of these folks going through really wakes them up and, you know, finishes the complete wake-up call. Like, they knew that Jade Helm was to condition the public for martial law in America. It was also for overseas. They knew that before I even knew about it. And they knew that I never said it was going to be martial law last summer. They just lied and said I said that. Military listens to the show. They know what I actually said. And that's the big problem that MSNBC, CNN, and others have, the New York Times, is that they just can't sit there and lie in a vacuum anymore. Now, we've been talking about this 3 days. It's been on the nightly news twice. I've mentioned it, but I want to cover it and play it now because I just got to get this done here on the actual broadcast, you know, the big daily show. This came out. InfoWars Daily Caller, Drudge carried it. I think it was what the Washington Free Beacon first got it. But Shock Audio, Katie Couric, gun documentary to silence pro-gun opinions. And she put out this documentary that just came out this month. And folks that were in the documentary were smart enough to wear wires or just, you know, recorded on their phone so that when she did this, they could then on the internet go show what she really did. And one of their favorite tactics, I know you know this, but your neighbors may not know. And so you think the public's already upset? Start teaching people the tricks they use. They'll do stuff like, I'm in a documentary, and there'll be a 500 people in the crowd. I mean, I've had crowds of 5,000 before, but 500 in the crowd, jam-packed, speaking at UT. They will cut to during the lunch hour to two or three people sitting there in the bleachers eating a sandwich, and I'm giving my speech like I gave a speech to two people. Or they will, you know, do unflattering shots and light you wrong. This is the type of stuff they do. But that's only the beginning. They'll also edit things where they ask you a question and then cut to you giving another answer you gave to something completely different to make you sound dangerous or bad. A lot of folks say, well, then let's just not even talk to the mainstream media. No, I say go out and talk to them and then go back and tell the true story of what they really did. But gun documentary misrepresents pro-gun voices, Washington Free Beacon, seen from the documentary called Under the Gun, intentionally edited the video to make pro-gun owners and Americans appear dumbfounded when the host asked them questions about if there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons and terrorists from purchasing a gun? Well, they all give incredibly good answers. We're going to play the audio in a moment. But when you watch the video, they go, Because they just sit there rolling footage while they make you wait for like 10 minutes while you're talking to each other. And folks will kind of pause and kind of, that's what they do. Then they edit that together to make her look smart. Gun owners look dumb. Of course, their answers were, criminals don't go get background checks. Criminals steal guns. Criminals buy illegal guns. You know, they gave real answers. Highest gun rate of crime is in areas where the guns have been taken, like Chicago, New York, or D.C. They all responded with good answers, but you didn't get to see their answers. And that's like pouring sugar in somebody's gas tank before they start the Indy 500. And then saying, oh, look, you know, this car lost or whatever, or the Daytona, whatever. This is the deception. And I know you know about it, but, man, when Glenn Beck gets up and says, I'd like to get up on stage and stab Donald Trump and wouldn't stop stabbing, and then says he didn't say that, and then has a co-host on, talking about we need a good American, you know, Congress won't stop him to take him out. And then Drudge links to an article about it, and they go, Drudge is a despicable, horrible, lying scumbag because he lied and said, we said that. You did. You did. You did say that. And I'm tired of it. And so we're watching you. We're aware of what you're doing. We know how you spend things. So let's go to the misrepresentation from the documentary. Here it is.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
And they just look down. It's that Perry Mason moment. They're destroyed. Oh, my gosh. She got them. If you're a radio listener, you can't obviously see it. When you see the video, it is ridiculous. I mean, look at this woman. Preying on the American people. She thinks we're all idiots. She's got the cute girl, little blue eyes, and a nice little smile of the cheerleader mom. She's a predator. She's a liar trying to rob you of your rights when she lives behind walls and has bodyguards on record. It's like our whole other political class that want you disarmed as their quarry. So, they're all dumbfounded. They can't answer. When truth, that showed them just sitting around during breaks. We're going to take a break now. They're rolling. To get the clips of you looking like you're idiots. Looking down. Oh, he got caught. Oh, my gosh. This guy's just... Oh, he looks down. He's... The truth is, she's got a gun out, putting the cylinder in it, so they're looking at the gun. They even go, look, a gun. Oh. To make them look down like they've been defeated. I mean, scripting it all to rob you of your Second Amendment, just like they want to rob you of your First Amendment. These are dangerous, horrible totalitarians. Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip. It's a couple minutes long. It's 4 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this is audio of what was really going on when she asked that question. Here it is.
If there are no background checks, how do you prevent, I know how you all are going to answer this, but I'm asking anyway, if there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from walking into, say, a licensed gun dealer and purchasing a gun?
Well, one, if you're not in jail, you should still have your basic rights, and you should still have a gun.
So if you're a terrorist or a felon?
If you're a felon and you've done time, you should have your rights.
Well, the fact is we do have statutes, both at the federal and state level, that prohibit classes of people from being in possession of firearms. If you're under 18 in Virginia, you can't walk around with a gun.
Stop right there. For the next 4 minutes, these people get better answers than I can give a syndicated talk show host of 20-plus years. But it doesn't matter. She just rigged the whole deal. And she knows they're smart. She goes, look, I know you already know your answers, but just give them to me. That's just to make them feel like they weren't being set up. And then she puts it out that they couldn't answer. That is a Brian Williams-level liar. She needs to be out of the business of media. She is a deceiver. I would never think about doing that, even to my political enemies. If they give good answers, we go, wow, they made a good point, which is rare, but we will show it. There were some anti-Trump folks made some good points. We put the videos out on the news. We go out and show, you know, 9 out of 10 liberals wanting to ban guns and put gun owners in FEMA camps. We show every single person we talk to, unless they're cussing and say nothing. That's the difference, because we have integrity, folks. We wouldn't do that to you. We respect you. Because you know why? I respect myself. And I don't treat people like I don't want to be treated. It's that simple. And Lord knows it doesn't mean I'm perfect, but man, I tell you, these people are just preying on us. They're predators. They're predators. Katie Couric is a predator. Brian Williams is a predator. Hillary Clinton is a lying predator. And let me tell you, predators come looking like, you know, a good-looking middle-aged woman. Just like they come dressed in a nice suit, trying to get kids, you know, into their van. And it's the same thing. It's the same attitude. She's a despicable person. And guess what else Facebook's been censoring? You try to push that article or these videos about it, I've been noticing that they're trying to block it. Because they don't want you to know. They don't want another one of their little generals to be brought down. Now I'm going to stop right there. We got Memorial Day coming up on Monday, and I want to just encourage absolutely everyone out there to be involved in the answer to taking this country and this world back. And folks love, you know, different holidays, and they love a sale associated with it. So I thought, you know what? I thought of this morning. I said, let's do 30% off vitamin mineral, amino acid fusion, fruit punch drink. That's one of the best, you know, things out there because you absorb more of it. It's so key. And the bone support and joint support, 30% off both those. And 30% off Liver Shield and the Liver Cleanse. Consult your physician before you do any of these because they're generally seen as safe, but it's still easy to consult your physician because this is real stuff. 20% off will end this weekend. But you know what? Well, I'm going to sell out. I can't extend it. I was thinking about going 30% for this, too, but I can't do it. 20% off on Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, that's going to end. We got a lot of other products, big sales, Supermel Vitality's out of the gates. You know what? I'm going to say, even though it just came back in, been sold out for 2 months, for Veterans Day, if you're a veteran, give yourself a gift, supporting us, supporting you. Back Memorial Day, I know. I teleprompter free. I know it's Memorial Day. Anyways, the point is that I am going to give you the gift, and I want to give you the gift of supporting us back as well. I'm doing 30% off Supermail right now. I'm doing 30% off Supermail right now, even though this is our best-selling product. I'm going to have them change that right now, and so you can have introductory use of this and see how great it is. For Memorial Day and for our veterans and our patriots and everybody else, I'm doing a 30% off on that product as well. We'll add that. So take action today. Also, Hillary for Prison Church. Be sure and get those. We'll be back with Tim Kennedy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Well, folks, we've got Tim Kennedy in studio with us till the end of the hour, and then David Knight takes over. I want to cover the waterfront, some news we haven't hit with him. He was just already over here, working with the crew on some things. And I said, Tim, when you're here, we ought to just get you on air. So it's kind of an accident that he's here. But in the future, he's going to be here a little bit more. He's got a lot of big, I guess, UFC news will be coming out in the future. And he's been on a big tour for the troops, a whole bunch of places. But we're going to be doing some fun stuff together here that you'll be seeing on radio and TV in the near future. Tim Kennedy, one of the top UFC fighters in the world. But I never even announced him as that because I happen to know it's your Army career that's mainly secret from folks I know in Special Forces. That's the real superstar thing. But you guys don't like to brag like the quiet professionals, my friend. So it's good to have you here with us.
Guys, it's lovely to be back in Austin.
It's awesome to have you, brothers.
I love this place.
It's amazing. Well, here you are. Yeah, you live in Austin, but not much. You're a busy guy.
Yeah. Just got back from, where was I? Afghanistan, Kuwait, Kosovo, Romania, Bulgaria, Ireland. Just visiting troops. You know, kind of, it was weird. For the first time in my life, flying into a combat zone without a gun. We had a security detail. You know, I was traveling with the Joint Chief of Staff. And so they had like a huge, gigantic security detail. I was like, where's my gun? Do I get a gun? No, they're like, no, bro, you're here as a celebrity. Like, you're here as a UFC fighter.
So you felt naked.
Oh, my God.
Now, you got your gun on you today, though.
Always.
Let's see that, baby. What do you usually carry when you're carrying something smaller?
Yeah, always the Glock 43. You know, it's just small, easy, concealable.
Nice.
Slides into anything, anywhere. No, depends on where I'm going, what I'm doing. Will dictate what I'm carrying. You know, sometimes it's under here, sometimes small on my back, sometimes it's on my hip, sometimes it's my waist. I live in Austin. It's super hot here, so shorts, tank tops.
But you need to, because they told you you're one of the top ISIS targets in the country.
Yeah, they're still trying to kill me. It's really funny. They should get over this. They suck at killing people. Unless they're unarmed.
Women or children.
Yeah, women or children or journalists, you know, or you know, women at a New Year's Eve parade in Germany, because Merkel just let them in. But I don't know why. They just won't let me go. It's because they suck, and we're good at our job, and they're all eventually just going
to... Are you happy to see that public pressure is finally making Obama take out some of the ISIS people?
It's crazy that it has taken public pressure to dictate our president-in-chief to go execute Taliban leaders. How is it that public opinion... What are we, Rome now, where it takes public opinion for us to go and kill a Taliban terrorist? These guys are the evil of evil. They'll do anything to achieve to wipe out us off the face of the planet, and it takes public opinion for us to go.
Well, that is the good news, though. In the last 4 years, the Pentagon, really for the first time ever, had to restrain Obama from backing ISIS and then Al-Qaeda in Syria, and then it took public opinion and the military saying, let's take these guys out. But the good news is they are starting to collapse in some areas. At least that's the intel I'm getting and what I'm seeing in some of the news. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's really magical that, you know, like, hey, we'll pull the troops out of Iraq because, you know, that's what I said I was going to do when I was on the campaign path. So then I do that and I create this monster called ISIS. Now I'm putting troops back into Syria, back into Afghanistan, back into Iraq to do what you said you didn't want to do, is have boots on the ground. But now that we're back, we're going to do what we always do, which is kill them. If you're bad and you're hurting people, you're destroying democracy, we're going to bury you.
Well, all I know is they certainly have tried to open that door into Turkey and into Europe of these people, millions of them. A lot of folks have called this a secret tattoo with these sleeper cells. I know you can't get into classified stuff, but just dead reckoning. If millions of these folks have come in, upwards of 5 million in the last 3 years, into Europe, most of them military-age men, and we've seen the attacks already happen. And here's a headline out of Germany. Fines for online hate speech that's criticizing radical Islam and open borders, 1,000 euros. I mean, how big could this be? How big could these sleeper cells be?
They're gigantic. They're not could be. They are. There's no question about if in Brussels, in Germany, in the UK, if they exist. We know they exist, and we know that they're already currently planning to do horrific things all throughout Europe. I have friends that work in special operations there, and talking face-to-face, it's like, you know, what are you guys doing? They're like, honestly, I don't know if there's anything that we can do now to stop what they've already started. Like, we're so far behind now because of legislation, because of policy, that I don't know if we can rebound and save Europe. These are special operations guys that think that they have already lost their country.
Well, 80% are military age men. They quote on Facebook that they were already in all these combat zones. They're proud of themselves. And as you know, Interpol admits they've allowed a bunch of them to come in. What do you think Merkel and Hollande are thinking, Tim Kennedy?
They can't be thinking. Either they're so ignorant and complacent that they should be removed from office, or there is a plan in place that they are letting happen, that they are, by this passive-aggressive way, standing back and letting these millions of people come into their countries that will eventually destroy the version, all versions of what their countries have ever been. Their culture, their way of life, Germany, gone.
I mean, the dominant form of Islam, I mean, I'm preaching the choir here, it really does keep women as slaves. They're not allowed to drive cars, and now they're trying to set that up here. I want to come back and talk about what do we do, because you're a guy that war games this, and you know a lot of people that also war game it. What do they think he's coming? You already kind of told us. They think Europe's pretty much already gone, and that's kind of what the Pope came out and said. We'll be back.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Tim Kennedy is our guest. We've got Memorial Day coming up. And I want to get back into what's happening in Europe, what's happening here with the jihadists. But first, I want to play a clip that the mainstream media is making fun of, where he was supposed to speak out in Anaheim, California. We had our reporters there covering it, Joe Biggs. And Donald Trump gets up, and the organizers tell him, oh, the media told us they've got to go live now, so we're not going to have the national anthem. And Trump walks over and says, no, we're going to have the national anthem. And the media spun this like he was just pulling on heartstrings, acting like he's a patriot. Folks, this is how he does his events to honor America. that's being run in the ground. You're not supposed to even have an American flag in public school now. They're calling it gang paraphernalia. If they can remove the flag, they can remove all other symbols. And sure, America's done some bad things. You can say the flag, you know, is a symbol sometimes of like slavery, but we got rid of it. You know, it was America first and England that pushed for that. So if they can get rid of the flag, they can do anything. But it was more about telling the media, you're not going to run our world. You're not going to tell us what to do. So many events we've put on and other folks have put on, the mainstream media shows up and is arrogant and dictates to everyone what you're supposed to do. And so I thought it was beautiful that he came up and said, no, we're going to do it. But see, what they really didn't want was him associated with a Star Spangled Banner that they want out of style. They didn't want that patriotic display. They wanted to take that away, sabotage Trump, and he sees through them. And nobody else would do that. But with his media savvy, he's able to do it. So let's go ahead and play a clip of how Donald Trump responded when they tried to not have the Star Spangled Banner.
Here's what happened. I got here, and they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem. Right? And we have a young lady that is going to sing, and I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I was supposed to sing, but they had time because of the television cameras. They couldn't do it. I said, guess what? We're going to do the national anthem, okay?
Yeah,
so, Jerry Wilkins, come up. Jerry, come on, Jerry.
And you know, we're going to have her sing it since they don't want this to be heard. And then I'm going to get Tim Kennedy's take. Why are they so afraid of Americana? I mean, it's just, this is what made the country great. Even if we've been hijacked, the elite run the country. Why would they want to get rid of this? Because they're globalists.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what those say?
Look at them. They're women that love Trump. I'm telling you, women do like me. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'll say that on air. Go ahead and make that point. Yeah, Tito Ortiz, yeah. Oh, you're live. Trump votes.
The bald guy right behind him, whose face you can see right now.
Trump.
Yeah, that's
God
former light heavyweight
America.
Champion, Tito Ortiz. He was one of the longest reigning champions in the UFC. It's crazy that he's there.
You know what's exciting? Because we actually have the raw footage. We're not just showing what we, you know, what we want. It's live feeds every day. And it's like half the people are Hispanic going in.
No, he's racist, though. No, that's not possible.
But I love how they tell Hispanics that are like almost half the country now. It's their country. They can't have red, white, and blue. They can't have private property. They can't have guns. They can't have Americana. They're supposed to be Bernie supporters. I mean, what are they going to do when he has a landslide of Hispanic voters?
He's going to have a landslide of Hispanic voters because he understands what makes this country great. And it is capitalism, it's hard work, and those are people that believe in hard work. You know, like if when I'm looking for to somebody to work with, and I was like, oh, this is a Mexican-American, second generation immigrant. Cannot wait to work with you because that is going to be a hard worker guy.
You know, it is actually a cliche, but it's true that third, fourth generation white people and certain black folks, but and of course that's a cliche. A lot of folks are hard working, they're white. It is true that second generation Hispanics are some of the hardest working folks out there.
Unbelievable. They work so hard every chance they get. So they put me to shame sometimes.
And so they're responding to family and sovereignty and lower taxes.
So people, they're scared. They're scared of this idea that he's bringing back patriotism. You know, this globalism is the thing. It's the thing that they want everybody to love. And when you're proud to be an American, when you're proud to put up the American flag, when you're proud to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, that undermines everything they're trying to achieve. It undermines their authority.
Exactly. To be clear, I didn't edit that. That was the clip from Fox. They edited it down because I guess they didn't want to hear the whole Star-Spangled Banner or whoever edited that at Fox. And the rest of me didn't even want it to be seen. But exactly. And it's not that America's perfect. Sometimes they use our images for bad things. And when I see that happening, I say it. But overall, everybody wanted to come here because we were better. The idea was better. And that's why they're so scared of it. Go ahead, Tim.
The idea still is better. It was, yes, it was better than, you know.
And it is.
It still is. And they don't want people to understand that. They don't want people to look back and remember, okay, this is what a tyrannical government looks like. This is what overtaxation looks like. This is what happens when you lose your freedoms. That's why we had a revolution. So they don't want us to look back. Looking back is being patriotic. It's recognizing what happened, what changed
our roots.
Our roots. And now we are at a point where we have somebody that's saying, No, let's remember who we were. Let's make us great again. And being patriotic is a good thing to do.
Overall, I mean, obviously, a Hillary versus Trump campaign. He is the presumptive nominee now. He's clinched the delegates. Who are you supporting?
I hate Hillary so much, I would vote for anybody but her. You know, she should be in handcuffs. But, you know, between Hillary and Trump, I'm voting for Trump.
Sure. I mean, obviously, you still work at the Pentagon. You do a lot of secretive stuff, and they pressure troops to not be able to have their own views. But as a citizen, I mean, give us your real take on Trump, because I don't completely trust him either. In some cases, he's been too liberal for me, but the power structure is so scared of him, the Chinese communists, the Saudi Arabian government telling me I can't have him. I mean, they're scared of him because he's his own real guy. Why do you think they're so scared of him, and what are your issues with Trump?
You know, I'm a libertarian constitutionalist, so I believe in freedom. I don't care, you know, if my neighbor's gay with his beautiful husband and wants to smoke heroin so they can raise their goat that's going to be their kid because that's what they believe it identifies as. Awesome. Live your life. Do it. And let me go shoot my guns, have my barbecue, ride my motorcycle, and enjoy my beer. I'm worried sometimes that Trump, you know, he's a Republican now.
He's a little too authoritarian, I guess.
He is. You know, like, I want, like, just get out of my life, government. Let me live.
But we know Hillary's authoritarian, but I get you. I get you.
And, you know, it was just a few years ago where, you know, he's helping and supporting people in the Democratic Party. Now I'm saying, okay, obviously Reagan had a change of opinion. And
I agree. I'll tell you this, though. Trump knows now if he doesn't deliver, he will be anathema because he's in a special zeitgeist right now. He's tied into Americana. He better try to deliver or he won't be. I mean, his name will now be the new Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, 100%. This is his chance. And if it goes away, his hotels are gone. His business, his corporation. He's put all the chips on the table. He doubled down.
Well, I mean, he's told me, I'm not going to get into it because it's private stuff, but let me just tell you, he's either the best liar in the world or he has known this all along and actually suckered them and has been positioning himself to try to destroy the Republic. And the word is, this is real. And I've been told that by Secret Service people. I've been told that by high-level other folks. They say, no, Trump was a listener of yours 5 years ago. Trump knows about this. I'm sure, of course, he said on air.
Yeah.
He's known him 40 years, so we'll see.
God will hope.
Look, they got his phone tapped, and they're scared for real. This isn't fake scared, in my view. What do you think?
He will destroy everything they've worked so hard for since Carter.
If he delivers.
If he delivers, it will erode and destroy.
If he delivers, I don't want to say he's the new George Washington because he didn't, you know, fight for 6 years against all the odds, but politically he's the new George Washington.
Yeah, he will overthrow the power struggle and the creation of this state, this global. We're going to hold everybody's hands. We're going to be tolerant, politically correct. Whatever this new version, we're going to tax you. We're going to create toll roads, even though we already taxed you to create them. We're going to have income tax, sales tax. You know, like,
we're going to screw you over and call it liberal.
Yeah, it's gone. And that scares them to their core.
Absolutely. The truth is, if he just does fair trade deals that aren't one-sided and does things like passes a law so they cut the corporate tax, so they bring the money back. That right there is like untying a boat from the dock, you know, where the engine's going, but you won't go. You untie the rope. Yeah. I mean, it's not that hard to fix the country.
No, we say it's not that hard. You know, if I was in that position, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, a lot of economists I talk to, the truth is under globalism, they've got managed economies. They want communism in China, a few other places, managed kind of slavery in India, and then they leverage out all the other. There's a global takeover going on. And you do a few things. Like cut taxes on poor people and middle class like Kennedy did, tax receipts doubled the next year. I mean, they know. You cut taxes, more money comes in. Yeah. They want them high to control people.
It's. I don't understand how people don't understand economics. This is pretty, like, 1 + 1 = 2. And when you start deducting...
You cut people's taxes by half, they're going to buy a ton of stuff. The economy's going to roar.
This is fantastic.
People are going to invest. They're going to feel good.
And when you think that, okay, I'm going to bring the standard of living in India up, what's going to happen to America that's here? Like, there's only one way that can happen. There's only so much finite money. Like, ours will decrease.
Exactly. And that's the standard global line, and you're right. The truth is, the way they set it up, it doesn't even get real money to the Indians. In many cases, they get poorer, but their elite get richer.
And everyone here gets poorer.
Well, that's what Ross Perot famously said. He said, look, I played the clip, he goes, they're paying on average $42 in Canada, factory worker. We're paid on average about $25. Now, 2 years ago, they got rid of their tariffs, and they opened it up, and now they've dropped down to about $25. Within 2 years, less with Mexico, we average paid about $2 an hour, factory worker, we're going to be down to about $10. It happened.
That was a pretty good impression as well.
But, I mean, it's just, I mean, this guy made like $10 million on his own. He knows what he's talking about. Ross Perot said, I manufacture stuff. I'm going to have to move to Mexico. And pretty soon, even though we're $10 an hour, they'll pay him $5 an hour now in Mexico. It went up some. You can't compete. Everything's going to Mexico. I mean, and is Mexico better off now, Tim?
They absolutely are.
Yeah. Other than the huge drug war that's going on. But, yeah, some of the factory works, some of their elites are better off. Well, look, I'm here asking the questions. I don't want to get into too much inside baseball, but a big UFC announcements are coming in the next month or so.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. So all we can say is I got something great coming.
I'm not going to talk about it. Don't tell anybody.
Dana White here?
No, Dana White will kick my butt.
I won't even tell you because...
Yeah. He hadn't told me. No, but let's just say this. A little bird was going to tell me, and I said, don't tell me. I'm a good boy.
Thank you.
Tim, if you don't know this, I'm somebody that keeps secrets really good in this job. I mean, it's not like your job, but you know, you got to keep secrets. Absolutely, you kill.
No, that's not necessarily the case, because apparently you can have your own email server and then share circuits.
I'm glad you brought up Hillary. General Petraeus.
I didn't bring up, I was talking about private email servers.
But I mean, General Petraeus had like three pieces of paper that was his job in his desk, and he got indicted and had to plead guilty. But Hillary got caught lying with thousands of things. New foreign governments were on there. The word is she was putting it on there, letting it get stolen with plausible deniability. They would then put millions in her deal.
That's criminal. Why is that person doing this not in jail? Why has not Trump attacked her? I mean, it's black and white to me. Okay, like you did something wrong. You broke policy and broke the law, and now you're running for president. How can you not say, this is wrong. You cannot do this. You have to.
Well, I'll say this. If someone's saying Delta Force gave out information like Hillary does, they would get life in prison, probably.
Yeah. Or have to fall on your own sword, just like, and then you're dead. No, we don't really kill ourselves. But yeah, I would be a court martial. I would go to jail, and I would never see the light of day again, I don't think. Seriously. If I did what she did. With confidential documents. If I took something off of, if I took secret things and put them on a private server, I'm done.
Well, you know, when you're leaving a building, you're facing life in prison with it in your briefcase.
Yeah. The laws are very, very clear. The policies are very, very clear. They're black and white. There's no confusion. There's no, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this. You know exactly what you're allowed to do. And
well, in fairness to Trump, he has said, hey, Bill Clinton's been connected to rape. Hey, Vince Foster murder. He has talked about some of the email. But what he does is, when they attack him, he triples down. And I agree with you. I think he ought to just great guns, annihilate her now. He already surged ahead of her in polls as soon as he took the gloves off. And I have to know, Roger Stone, you know, Stone didn't like to brag, but it was like quiet professionals don't. But, you know, he's been, Trump is now in the Stone zone to a great extent, and you're seeing the results. Roger Stone is super smart.
It's going to be, it's a long way to November, but if this trend continues, it's hopefully she'll be in jail and we'll have a...
Well, I tell you, I agree. I've been thinking she's too big to fail, but I've been sensing the establishment knows they don't want her in there. She'll screw the, you know, even the establishment's not one group is what I'm saying. And look at this. The inspector general comes out and says, yeah, she had thousands of secret things. She lied about it. Well, of course she lied about it. So what do we do? What happens if she doesn't get indicted?
Maybe over the course of the next few months, as the election continues to roll, these little bits of information that will continue to trickle out. You know, we'll get bits, tiny bits of information. I don't know why it's bit at a time. New emails are released, a little bit more. Just tell us the truth. Why is it a new concept that you can go?
Yeah, the Chinese government and the Russians all got to be on her server. It's all out there. Why don't we get to know?
Just tell us the truth. Have we forgotten that the truth is the thing that always wins? So just let us, the people, decide what's right and wrong, and give us the truth.
You know what's on the emails. Every day they release more. It's like her not letting a small companies drill in America, but making sure that people can drill in, say, Africa.
Yeah.
Just everything is about not letting us operate. Because that's how they get power. They go to foreign nationals and go, I'll shut down America. That'll boost your interest.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear her laughing. Is that Hillary?
She's laughing at us.
Including FBI officials looking into whether national security was compromised because... including FBI officials looking into whether national security was compromised because...
By the way, rewind that. She's worse than the Joker. I mean, that's worse than a Batman movie, the way she's acting, because she's just sitting there. That's real, laughing at him when he brings stuff up. Can we play that again?
Violated the laws.
including FBI officials looking into whether national security was compromised because...
Brian Williams lost his job because he was stolen glory, claimed he was in a helicopter that got shot down. She did the same thing, said they got shot up on the ground with sniper fire. Wasn't true.
Well, she's going to Kosovo.
Yeah.
Isn't that what she said?
Yeah.
It's weird. I just landed in Kosovo last week into Pristina, beautiful place. I was greeted with a warm latte and a whole bunch of beautiful guys and girls that were like dancing and cheering. And that's Kosovo. So... Yeah, she's a liar.
Oh, it's on tape the time she landed, and it was kids giving her stuff. It was families. It was dancers. Like
a beautiful place. But the fact that you could just say, like, oh, I was under sniper fire when I was there, but now I'm running for president? The truth is gone. The truth is irrelevant. All that matters.
Because she's got all these zombies that are going to vote for her just because she's a woman. In your gut, do you think Trump's going to win, or do you think she'll steal it?
I don't see a way that she can win. I don't understand.
She does have a sense of just about to fall.
She does. The only thing that scares me about her is she will say anything to anyone to gain their approval and ultimately their vote. She'll lie. She'll cheat. She'll steal. She'll do anything. She'll lie to the families of dead Americans that died in Benghazi so she can get your vote.
I'm going to skip this break because this is so important. This final segment here with Tim Kennedy. Tim, Benghazi, you know, I've had some of these guys on, and they're just such amazing people. And they're there going, no, we were on the phone. We were ordered by the CIA to stand down. And they said that came from the State Department. They deny there's even a stand down. Of course there was a stand down. I mean, that just shows how crazy they are.
Yeah.
Was Benghazi the straw that broke the camel's back?
I mean, there were so many straws up to that point, you know, but for me, when that's my community. Those are my brothers. Those are my brothers and sisters. Those were my friends on planes that were sitting there pleading, imploring, and begging, send us. We are 20 minutes away. I can be there in 20 minutes and we can save everyone. Just send us. And they sat on planes on a runway that weren't allowed to take off. Those are my friends. Instead, people died. Americans died.
Let me ask you this without getting into too much force structure stuff, but it's pretty well known. There were multiple drones above. That's declassified. 13 hours total, eight hours or so, correct me if I'm wrong, of real stand down when they could have been there in an hour and a half. And so how many hundreds or thousands of people were in those ships, in the bases in Italy, or on the planes loaded who knew what went on? I mean, that's the thing. They for whatever reason, they wanted Stevens dead and those weapons transferred. And they did it over 13 hours, 8 hours of a firefight. I mean, how did they think that wouldn't... I mean, that's just naked in front of the entire military community. I mean, that was really a bad move.
Yeah. So we know what 10 guys did there. 10 guys pushed off hundreds, maybe almost 1,000 coordinated terrorists that had a plan about what to do. Now, if we had introduced 10, 20, 30 more guys... that we could have wiped out everyone from the country. Every single bad dude there would be dead. But instead, we're just trying to survive. Everyone would have died had it not been for the 10 special operation contractors that were there. And not 20 minutes away was a plane full of packed with special forces guys that wanted to be there.
Does it make? What difference at this point does it make?
I mean, are we really going to be led by this little thug witch?
Yeah. What difference does it make? The truth.
Okay.
Makes a difference.
So I'd said an hour and a half because I've been in the news from Italy, but I had been told by others that it was 20 to 30 minutes away. That probably means what? In country or how? I mean.
Yeah, in country and at the border.
Egypt?
We had an entire company of light infantry guys on a plane ready to be there.
But, wow. What would they have done to those guys? I mean, if 10 guys stopped. Low estimates 500, maybe 1,000, wave after wave, hundreds of dead bodies at the hospital. If 10 guys could stop or hold back for 8.5 hours, 500 guys conservatively, what would that whole group have done?
They could have wiped off the entire terrorist element from that country.
Because Benghazi was the main invasion point at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. You take the leash off of, you know, a group of guys like that, and you say, all those guys are bad, go get them. It's not like oh, what do we do? No, we know exactly what to do. We bury them. And it would have been done in hours, if not days.
You know, what is the difference between, you know, let's say fighting even Cuban troops, I've talked a lot of special ops guys that fought them, and fighting others. I mean, a lot of these Muslims are crazy fighters. They'll blow themselves up. But, and so you got to have courage to fight them. But I mean, is it wrong to say statistically, though, that I mean, do you see numbers of 10 special ops guys taking out 500, say, Russian fighters?
No, that'd be a different.
So what's the difference? What is it? Just the
training. You know, they're lazy. They're complacent. They're not disciplined. They're extremist fanatics.
So the difference is, I've seen you shoot. I mean, it's incredible where you can hit every bullseye, say 20 rounds in your handgun, at like 100 yards, you're shooting stuff that, you know, is 100 yards away a handgun shouldn't be able to hit. That's the difference.
Yeah, but I train 6 days a week, thousands and thousands of rounds every single week, you know, tens of thousands of rounds every single week, thousands of rounds every single day. Like, I'm up at dawn. I go to bed, you know,
You've already been shooting and training today.
Today?
Yeah.
I've already trained two times.
Yeah. Haven't even eaten until we got your lunch out there. Yeah. Anyways, I tell you, that's wild. So that's the difference with a bunch of guys. I mean, you see when they have little kids executing people and stuff. And then raping people. And then why do you think, I'm not just demonizing the left, it's true. The left loves these jihadis and they think it's so great. But they hate America that gives women all these freedoms. Is this just a cuckolding, a suicide thing, a death wish? We hate daddy. We hate prosperity. I mean, America's not perfect, but why do so many leftist women and others love jihad?
I have no idea. Look, this is a group of people that are like, oh, you're gay? I'm going to push you off this building to your death. You know, like, they don't like them, but the extremist
Muslims, the jihadis, yeah.
They're like, oh, you're not of the right descent. We're going to kill you. Oh, you want to go to school? We're going to kill you. But then we have a huge group of our political organizations that are supporting these fanatics. Like, if you believe in the American way of life, you have to understand that everybody in radical Islam wants you dead.
That's right. I'll say it right now. Any of these weirdo leftists that are allied with this, I mean, I'm just done. I mean, Obama's been backing radical jihadists all over the Middle East to kill all these people. And they say, I'm against the Middle East. No, I'm not against that. I want moderate countries. I want them to have women going to college.
Yeah. Driving? You want women to drive?
No, I'm extremist.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Barton Creek Mall a few weeks ago, and I saw people in the full burqas all over the place. And I said, I got freaked out, man. I mean, you know, it's because these women are like slaves. They don't even know they're slaves with Stockholm syndrome, but they are.
Yeah, they're owned, they're beaten, they're destroyed. There isn't an element of their life that isn't controlled by the radical male in the family. It's a bad thing to see.
And the left is allied with them. Do you think that's just mental illness, or what is it, Tim Kennedy?
I can't comprehend why anyone in their right, sane mind would look at a radical extremist and be like, ah, man, there's certain elements about their life that I appreciate and value. You know, there's something there. I cannot comprehend how you can make a connection between what they do and what we as Americans consider to be of value.
Tim Kennedy, we're going to be doing a lot of exciting stuff. We've already shot a bunch of stuff that's going to be rolling out in the next few weeks here. You are really a busy guy. You're on the cover. What is it, Muscle and Fitness coming out?
Muscle Performance Magazine comes out next month, I think.
And a bunch of other stuff. I know a whole bunch of stuff's coming out.
Movie comes out next month.
What's that movie?
It's called Range 15. I'm naked. It's pretty cool.
Is that like zombies or something?
Yeah, I fight Randy Couture in the end with no clothes on, which is fun.
So, yeah. Is Shane in that too?
No, Shane's in everything. Like, I was like, finally, I got something that he's not in.
Okay.
Shane was going to be a zombie in it, but he has too much muscle.
Yeah, that's right. He is too big. Hey, Shane's coming along a long way in just a few years training.
He's a monster. He beat me today.
No.
We did this horrific, horrible, demon-like exercise of metabolic conditioning, and he finished before I did. So
I would tell you, when you guys are in there in your short sleeve shirts, you look bigger. I mean, but it's all hard muscle. It's not like, you know, water stuff like Schwarzenegger, which I know is in good shape, but I mean, you guys are in incredible shape. It's amazing.
Thanks. We're trying. Yeah.
Well, it makes me feel pretty bad when you're talking like 2 miles worth of waste for an hour this morning. I tell you, Tim Kennedy has been our guest. Tim, the websites for folks who want to find out what you're up to, what you're doing.
Sheepdogresponse.com, Tim Kennedy MMA. Everything for me is Tim Kennedy MMA on social media. You know, you can Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And that's all on there.
We're going to let you eat in 6 minutes, 10 seconds. But we're going to come back and do 5 minutes on Sheepdog Response, because that's something I need to take time out and do. Because
I'm making you go.
Believe me, I used to be a good shot and good at everything. I am like a joke now.
They want you dead.
I've gotten really rusty, so I'm going to need to go to this. Make good video, too, seeing my ass get kicked. We'll be back. Stay with us.